Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have Daniel Turner with us here in just a few minutes, but let's first go to the Lord in prayer, and then we will bring on Daniel. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for such a time as this. And we praise you for all that you have done for us, for who you are, the great I am, for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, for your forgiveness, for your sacrifice. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, each and every one of us. Father, I ask that you will continue to bless my listeners and bless my sponsors and my advertisers as we trudge through every day trying to make sense out of the nonsense and bring truth where there are lies. Guide us, Father, as we try to do this, that we will bring glory to you and truth to the people. We ask that you protect all of us, Father. Times are really tough right now. But I ask that your hedge of protection be around our president and his administration, and that you will guide them, that you will put before them godly counsel, and that they will use great discernment in their decisions, and they will show wisdom. Father, use CSE Talk Radio. May we truly be your voice of reason and love and hope. We know, Father, where there is lies, there is no truth, there is just darkness. And I feel that's where we are today. But we know with you, all things are possible. And you are the light, the truth, and the way. And it is in your name, Jesus, that we pray for such a time as this. Amen. The whole truth. I think the old saying goes, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But this morning I'm going to say the whole truth and nothing we're hearing or being fed is the truth. Where there is no truth, there is utter darkness and deception and destruction. We're living out of real-time lies from all directions. Climate change is a lie. To take control of every aspect of your lives and to take your land. The fact that more blacks are killed by cops than whites is a lie. The statistics aren't lying, but they're not giving us statistics. I can't even say it. Statistics. And created a couple of angry, violent generations who believe themselves to be victims. And why wouldn't they? Been fed for lies for years. We heard many lies regarding the COVID-19. The liberal docs leading us into an idiotic America shutdown and economy disaster, businesses lost, jobs lost, and liberty lost by tyrannical mayors and governors who want nothing but to destroy this nation so they can have power once again. Rhinos turn on conservatives so that they can protect their globalist ways. Healthcare grew more expensive when government decided to help. So they pretend to fix it, and we lose again. We lose choice in our health care, and we're forced to buy insurance, and it's costing us more than it did before. We're told our history is dark and evil. And we've had some times in this nation that weren't all that good. But that doesn't define us as a people today. Lies are evil. And they all seem to hear it today. The good book tells us the truth will set us free. And I guess that's why they don't want us to know the truth. They don't want us to be free. Russia was involved in the elections. That's the truth. But the Democrats and Hillary paid for them. Impeachment was based on lies to unseat a duly elected people choice president. Electoral college is out of date. We should be led by democracy, which is mob rule. Ignore the Constitution. It was written by angry white men. The lies make one dizzy and sick. America is truly inside outside, upside down. The truth will set you free, and that's what Jesus said. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's from John 8, 31 and 32. I wonder what word as Americans are abiding under today. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we have Daniel Turner with us today. We're going to talk about some of the truths and some of the lies. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Great. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And as always, thanks for such a wonderful intro and opening prayer.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. We need that. You know, I was kidding yesterday. I had been sending these prayer. We clip out just the prayer part and we send it out. I use that word we real loosely. Rudy sends it out. And we send it to the president and the vice president and their wives, and we send it out to several of the other talk show hosts, Laura Ingraham and Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Lou Dobbs, the ones I listen to. And then I send it out to both party heads of Senate and the House of Representatives, and I was sending it to several of the pastors that I know are around the president, and I sent it to Pastor Jeffries. I never heard from any of them, not that I expected them to pat me on the back, but I was laughing yesterday. I had to tell Rudy, I said, guess what? Pastor Jeffries wrote a book. He wrote a book on how we should pray for America. And anyway, I thought it was kind of comical, but I have a weird sense of humor sometimes. But thank you. Anyway, thank you. I won't take credit for the prayer. God made me do it. I'm just being obedient. And I believe, oh my gosh, Daniel, we need it more now than ever.
We absolutely do. And I think it will give us that sense of grounding and understanding of undeniable truths, which we don't seem to have right now. I just look at our conversation in the media, look at our conversation on social media. Violence is no longer violence. Hate speech is no longer hate speech. Defund the police, we learned yesterday, doesn't mean defund the police. It means reform the police. Well, if you want to reform, why do you say defund? Right? So when we as humans only have one vehicle to communicate ideas, and that's language. And when we lose the power of language, when we lose the truth of language, we can't communicate with each other, and that's kind of where we are right now. I had a ugly conversation with a quote-unquote friend over the weekend who talked about us needing to just come out and say, Black Lives Matter. It will just bring peace and accord, and what's wrong with saying the phrase? And my response was, why can't you say you believe in a right to choice? I think all people, free people, have the freedom of choice, right? It's in our liberties. But you and I both know when we say pro-choice what that really means. So why can't you say pro-choice? It's like, well, that's not what it means. Well, that's not what Black Lives Matter means. So then when you say, well, you have to utter these words. Exactly. But we've lost the power of words. So now we mask our words with other things. And health care reform is not health care reform. And Affordable Care Act is not affordable.
Not affordable.
And exactly. And that's where we are. We have two camps. One that is trying to hold a conversation on agreed upon phrases and words, and one that just changes those words every other day, and we don't know how to talk to each other anymore.
We don't, and, you know, the president can say something, and they'll say that he said something else, even though it's not even any truth to it as to what he said. He has condemned some of this. And yet they say he's instigated it. He's promoted it. And that's not even, I mean, it's just crazy. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today, I'm trying to talk too fast, with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. He's a sponsor of the show. Without Daniel, we would not be here. And we appreciate Daniel and Power the Future. And by golly, we need to power up our future in more ways than one. And Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. You can visit his website, read the articles that he has there. It's powerthefuture.com, powerthefuture.com. If you don't want to type it in, just go to my website. Or if you're already hanging out there, just click on Power the Future. They got the little lightning bolt there, powerthefuture.com. You know, you sent me a couple of articles, and we chuckled over text about, oh, my goodness, what would we talk about? Nothing's going on. And one of the articles you sent me was by Betsy McCoy. Way back when, I hadn't been in CSC Talk Radio, was only a couple of years old or so. I had her on the show several times. I think she's one of the smartest people I know. She's probably the only person in the United States or anywhere else in America that actually read the Obamacare. She read it. She walked around with it. You could tell the corners were getting tattered, and she read that thing from cover to cover, more, and I think more than once. She is one smart gal. I really like Betsy.
And that's why she knew so much about it and was able to talk about it authoritatively and not the intention, not the desired outcome. We all applaud nice intentions, but that doesn't necessarily result with truth. And so we passed this bill under the intention of making health care more affordable. It did the opposite, and Betsy knew that because she actually read it.
And they didn't. The ones who signed it and put it into law didn't. That speaks volumes. about the truth and the untruth and the deceptions that we are living under in this nation.
Exactly. And it's a wonderful article that she wrote, and she really calls out the healthcare community because they've done a great disservice in the name of politics. And politicizing, politics enters everything in life, and it's very ugly, and people get sick of it. They get sick of it in movies and in sports and in everything else, in schools and your family. But the healthcare community for the last 4 months has tried to be above this and say, no, the medical reasons are this and this, and that's why we should follow all of these protocols. That's why we have to socially distance. That's why we have to close down most of our economy. And we obediently listened because this was unbiased medical opinion. Well, now these same professionals have all signed letters saying that systemic racism is a bigger threat to our country than the coronavirus. And they are encouraging people to go to protests and encouraging people to, and you say, well, wait a second, for 4 months you told us we weren't allowed to do these things. We still can't go to church, but you're allowed to march down Broadway with 10,000 other people. What's the difference? And their argument is, well, this is a bigger threat. And basically what they're saying is, this isn't about science. This is about politics. It's all
exactly.
about politics. And they've done such a great disservice to this industry, and doctors and nurses and practitioners need to stand up and push back, because now why am I going to trust you? Look at what James Comey did to the FBI, right? Who trusts the FBI as an unbiased, we just care about law and order? No, you don't. You have an agenda. Well, clearly now the medical practice has an agenda too, and that has to really leave a bad taste in our mouths.
You know, Bob Woodson was on Levin, and I've had him on the air here a few times, and he was on Levin Sunday night. And he goes, I don't even know what that means. And he's talking about systemic racism. They're just making this stuff up. He said, I don't even know what that word's supposed to mean. And so did the other gentleman that was on there. I can't remember his name. It was Sheldon something or something Sheldon. And I apologize for that. I should have looked it up. But you know, they just, again, it goes back to what you said in the first segment is the language.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Systemic racism. And go ahead.
Well, when language loses its meaning, and we can no longer agree upon the understood definition of a word, then we are incapable of talking to each other, right? And then the other way we will talk to each other is through action, and unfortunately, a lot of that action is violence. So if you come at me saying, this is systemic racism, and I say, "But I don't know what systemic racism means," well, then we can't talk to each other. And that's where we are right now, is we just make up phrases, we make up words. And if you ask, look, I will stand shoulder to shoulder with you and condemn an act of racism, but you have to show me systemic racism. And the response to that is, well, you're a racist. And now we can't talk to each other, right? And that's exactly where America is right now. Exactly.
And I don't believe we are a racist country. And Bob Woodson says we're not a racist country. And they're trying to define this nation by something that it did bad, you know, a century ago. We've moved past that, but they can't seem to move past it because they want to keep them victims. And he says we're not victims. Of course, you know, you can choose to be a victim. You know, people have been victimized. You know, we have had assaults, we've had rapes, we've had all kinds of things happen, and they are victims. But you don't have to stay the victim. You can rise above it and move on. You don't have to stay that way. And the truth would set them free if they would just know the truth, but they haven't been told the truth. Media doesn't want them to know the truth, and I'm speaking of our black brothers and sisters that have been fed lies, and the white people are being fed lies too, and we believe it, and we gasp because nobody wants that kind of behavior going on. What happened to George Floyd was terrible, but he wasn't a saint either. Nobody's coming out and saying that. But I have here, go ahead.
So I was going to say, and what happened to George Floyd was one instance that we all can condemn. But now when you ask me to condemn ideas, well, of course, I condemn the idea of racism. But if you say, well, we have to condemn racism in America, well, where? I would think the most racist institution right now in America is the public school system. if you want to condemn systemic racism, there's your best example, because that is the only system I know of that tells poor black kids in the inner city, oh, no, you have to go to that school. And that school down the block, 2 miles away, which is white and which is good, no, you can't go to that school. You have to go to this one. Why? Because that's the way the system works. So if you want to condemn systemic racism and you need an example, that's the only one I can think of, because that is truly a system perpetuated with the authority of the state that keeps black people at a disadvantage.
That's when the government came in there and fixed it. You know, we've had Democrats that came in there and fixed it. Bob Woodson was telling of a time when they had, you know, he said, we were segregated. But we made our own schools. And Sheldon was telling the story about he lived in this poor community, and his dad bought all these junky houses and fixed them up.
Yeah.
And made them livable. And I don't know if he sold them or rented them out or what it was, but it was in their communities. But now we've got them going in there destroying their communities so that they have nothing. The one woman, I can't get over her face, that she was just absolutely broken. They had burned her community. She was an older black woman, and she said, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go get my groceries? Where am I going to go? You know, they just ruined it all. And the Democrats don't want them to have a choice. The only choice the Democrats think you should have, well, I'm not even sure what that is, because they don't want you to have a choice. They claim choice with abortion, but they don't really want you to have a choice. If you choose life, then you're something horrible. You're just some crazy Christian, you know.
Exactly.
And yet more black babies died through abortion in New York last year than were born.
Exactly. And this is our inability to look at a problem and discuss it, because we no longer share the same language of how to address it. And so in this instance of systemic racism, what was the result? The result was pure violence, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we saw in Minneapolis and what we saw in New York and in my hometown of D.C. And many other places. We just saw acts of complete violence. And it really does stem from this understanding that this fact that we cannot talk to each other, and we can talk to each other because we are constantly co-opting and changing what language means. And that is the only shared bond between two people, is that the only way we can communicate is through our language. So when you tell me, as many of these reporters did, well, what we have witnessed is not violence, it was expression of anger. No, throwing a brick through a window is violence. And yet there is not a Democrat politician who has condemned it, including Joe Biden. And when you tell me that that is just speech, but then when you say someone who practices speech needs to be kicked off of their Twitter platform because it's violence, well, how are we supposed to talk to these people when we don't even use the same words?
And we have, you know, the retired police officer Dorn in St. Louis that was killed and shot. He was a black man shot by a black boy. That wasn't racism. Was that violence? You bet it was. And it was horrific. But they don't even want to acknowledge that in the mainstream media. But St. Louis is mourning. It's just ridiculous. And it's like you said, a lot of it has to do with the language. And if you don't know the language, you can't communicate. And I think that's where we are, because they're just making stuff up. We're headed into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines if you want to join a conversation. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I gave the phone number out, and I've got a couple of calls. Daniel, we're going to go straight to the phone lines. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, real quickly, what's on your mind? Are you there?
I heard of the police, and I got to thinking a little bit, what's going to happen when they do that? And my definition of government is, a government is whatever armed gang can beat any other armed gang in the territory, that's going to be effectively the government. Supposedly, the idea of civilized society is that good people are going to maintain an armed gang that's going to stop the criminals. So if they get rid of the police, then there's some other armed gang that's going to move in to fill the vacuum. And in the cities of America, who's that most likely to be? I would say the drug gangs. So I would say, you know, when they get rid of the police, the drug gangs are going to fill that void, and they're going to become effectively the government of those cities. And you wonder, are the drug gangs going to follow the orders of these idiot liberals on these city councils and so on like that. So would the actually maybe be a better government than these idiot liberals on the city council? I kind of wonder about that. Now,
it can't be much worse.
Another candidate that I say is Antifa. You know, Antifa is an armed gang, and they want to take over. But I would think that the drug gangs would be able to beat Antifa. So that's why I think that the drug gangs are going to take over the big cities of America when the Democrats get rid of the police.
Well, thank you for your call, Joe. What I think is going to happen, what they really want, I don't know that it's going to happen, not while President Trump is in charge. But I know that what President Barack Obama wanted was to get rid of the local police. That's why they have tried to sever the relationships between the locals and their police force. And they want to bring in a federal police. So you won't have officer friendly. And I understand that not all these cops are good cops. But the majority of them are. And they live in the neighborhoods that they protect. But that's what they want. They actually want to take over the police force. That's why they want to defund them. They want to get rid of the local police, and they're going to bring in their own. It's all about control. Everything they do is about control. Don't you agree, Daniel?
Completely. And I think you make a very good point. It's not about defunding the police to get rid of the police force, but it is about replacing it with a national police force. Because that is another big factor that separates the right and the left. The left likes central power, and they like it at the highest levels, whereas the right generally likes localized power, and they like it at the most local level. So if you look at something like our schooling system, where would it be most effective? Where parents and local school boards get to decide their school, their curriculum, their teachers, but no. We elevate it to the state level and then to the federal level. And do we want a police force that is accountable to Washington, D.C., where it's really not accountable to anybody, right? If you ever look at anything that has federal authority, anyone who lives next to a small piece of land that's run by the federal government, ask where it's the most shoddy fence, the most overgrown weeds, the most federal land for the most, where it's not a national park, it just sits there. No one knows what to do with it. No one's in charge. People say we want a police force that's run out of D.C., ask yourselves when you're in your house in rural America and there's an incident, do you really want that call to have to go all the way up the chain of command to D.C., or do you want the local sheriff, who you know that person's name, and local control if that sheriff makes a mistake?
No, that's what you need. And I really think that's what they want. And I know that I had a quote, and I can't quote it, but I read it, I think, last week on the air that President Barack Obama had said. And it's about meeting their objectives. And I'm going, what is their objectives? You know, what is that objective? And so I know that that's what they want, is national or federal police force and do away with local. We're going to go to Roger. He wanted to talk about the double talk, about the language just a little bit. Roger, how are you?
Just fine. Yeah, this is great. Daniel, when you said something about people can't communicate anymore with words, what I thought of was the book 1984. It was written in 1948 by Orson Welles. He saw what was happening with Operation Mockingbird, where they didn't only bring German scientists in to help with the rockets. They brought in German Gestapo SS propagandists to help CIA learn how to control the mainstream media. And that's what his 1984 was really about. But he didn't come out and name names. But he said, in the future, you'll have doublespeak and newspeak. The one I remember most was doublespeak, when the same word has two opposite meanings. And that's what you said. Well, I'll let you guys go.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Roger.
It's a great point and absolutely applicable to what we're seeing right now. We see this even with phrases like cultural appropriation, a favorite phrase of the left. You see it the most at Halloween time when people dare to wear a costume and they say that you're appropriating in another culture. Well, yesterday all the Democrats in Congress all put on African cloth and all knelt down in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. I would love to know what would happen if the Republicans had worn African cloth, because cultural appropriation is a great crime against people. But you see, when we do it, it's not that. But when you do it, it is that. It's the other great book by George Orwell, which is also Animal Farm, right? And at the
yes.
end, you know, the animals are looking through the windows, and the pigs and the humans look so much alike, they can't tell who is who. And if you remember the pig's declaration, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. And that's kind of where we are right now.
You know, I don't even know if that's still out there, Animal Farm. I had not read 1984. I've heard about it, but I did read Animal Farm. It was required reading when I was in high school, and I did read that one, and it has a great lesson on communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, has a great lesson. That's what it's all about, is Animal Farm, and it's you can download it. I know you can find it. I don't know if you can find the book itself, but you can download it online. That I found out very easily. But, you know, it's we're living a bunch of lies, Daniel, and that makes it difficult. Because to sift through the lies when they don't want to hear the truth, and they've been taught for so long in their defense that this is the truth when it's not the truth. I have Ed Hayes on his Facebook page, and he's been a guest. It's been a long time ago. He was reporting the violent crimes of illegal aliens long before it was considered necessary. He's been reporting it, not because he's, but because he was in law enforcement, not because he's a racist or anything like that. But he put the stats, and I've heard Larry Elder give these stats, and I've heard some others give these stats, that came from the Wall Street Journal from 2019. 1,000 people were killed by police last year. 25% were black. Blacks represent 13% of our population. Blacks committed 53% of the murders. They committed 60% of the robberies. And for 2018, 40% of the police killed were by blacks. Conclusion is that the police, they're the ones who need justice. And, you know, they're the ones, what this guy did to George was unspeakable, and there isn't anybody disputing that. I haven't heard one person say that that was okay. I haven't heard any people say that. Nobody thinks it was. But we need to look at the numbers and get the truth out, not because it puts one person or one sect down over another, just to get the truth. And if this is happening, which it is, look into why. Why is it happening like this? And then go back into these communities, which is what Bob Woodson and several others are trying to do, to encourage and fix the communities where people live, whether they're black, whether they're white, regardless. We know that there's communities in all the big cities, which is why I'm thankful to be in rural America, that you don't want to drive down. Not because you're white, not because you're black, but because you just don't want to get robbed or mugged or have your car taken apart and stolen. You know, it's because it's the people that live there, not all of them, but a lot of them, they live there because they're criminals. And that's where they're comfortable. And so how do we fix those communities? And that's what we need to be looking at. And that's what Bob Woodson is looking at. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. And Daniel and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BETHANN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BETHANN to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Daniel, I've been kind of doing most of the talking here. I'm going to kind of let you talk and explain. You wrote an article, models can't accurately predict next week's weather, so why would we trust them to predict climate change? And we know so much of that is also untruths that are being perpetrated against it. As Clint Eastwood said, it's the biggest hoax against the American people that ever happened. And I'm going to let you kind of talk about your article here, and then I'll put it on Facebook so everyone can see it.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you sharing it. It was an article I wrote before a lot of these last 10 days of violence. But I had noticed that the same author at the Washington Post had written several articles over the last few months about our local weather. And in early February, he predicted the hottest spring in decades. And we all had to batten down the hatches because it was going to be a unusually high spring, hot spring, because, of course, of climate change and therefore, by extension, your actions and your greed and your selfishness, et cetera, et cetera. But if anyone's in the D.C. area knows, we have here in the entire East, especially the Northeast, had an unusually cool spring and really temperatures way below zero. In early May, we hit below zero. We had 31 degrees. We had frost warnings. Very bizarre. And my point of the article was this author, who clearly knows enough to have a job to be a weather reporter for the Washington Post, this author's models was unable to predict 1 month into the future. How can we predict 10 years into the future when it comes to the climate change stuff? And it really goes back to how I began our conversation today, Beth Ann, which I'm always grateful to be on your show, but how we talked about the changing world of language. Global warming doesn't always work, so they changed it to climate change and climate chaos, and now they just say climate emergency. And because of that, anything they want to be it can be it, just like anything you want to be systemic racism now can be systemic racism. When you own the language, you own the conversation. And so the climate world has been doing this for a long time, and this is where I'm trying to fight a world of ideas, when as soon as you propose the opposite and say, well, wait a second, the facts say this, well, then they just change the language. They just change the name of the game, and now it's like your little kid at T-ball. If anyone's ever brought their kids or grandkids to that awful thing we do now, where everyone gets a hit. There's no such thing as a strikeout because everyone just, no matter what you do with the bat or the ball, it's a hit. And no matter what that kid does, the guy on first has to move to second. And you sit there in the stands and you say, what the heck are we teaching kids? That's not a hit. Anything is a hit. And that's where maybe it's cute for 5 years.
Nobody loses.
We're adults.
Nobody loses. You don't want to suffer, you know, defeat because it hurts.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, I look at that poor man-child who's the mayor of Minnesota, Jacob Frey.
Oh, my gosh.
Is his name. Right? Jacob Frey is mid-30s. He's a child of that mentality. I'm sure he has participation trophies all over the place. And he's incapable of running the city when leadership is needed because he's never had to lose. I'm sure he got pass-fail all through school. I mean, I'm sure he has participation trophies. I'm sure he was always told by his parents and by his teacher how special he is. And now he's the mayor, and he has to do something difficult, and he's incapable of doing it. And this is the result of Minnesota. Well, in other extensions to just kind of close this train of thought, we have to make tough decisions on our climate and our energy. But when you have a bunch of people who change the rules, who don't play by any rules, who make up language, make up phrases, well, that's where we are right now on the climate change debate, because up is down and left is right. And when there is no truth, then there's never going to be any justice.
And, you know, you had tweeted to me, you texted me earlier today about David. Would be King David knows that there is no social justice. And I was going to let you kind of talk about that just briefly here real quick.
Well, you know, it's one of my favorite stories from the Bible when King David, after he had defeated all of the Hittites, life
Gideon.
Is good for David. He's rich.
Goliath,
He finds this lovely woman on her rooftop and decides he wants to take her for herself, Bathsheba. I think technically they call it Bathsheba, but we'll call her Bathsheba is the more conventional name. Bathsheba's married. David gets rid of the husband, Uriah. He was the Hittite. Sends him out to war, pulls the army back. Uriah gets killed. Boom, now she's a free woman. Takes her. Life is good for David, but God is upset. And God sends Nathan the prophet. I love this story in the Bible. And God sends Nathan the prophet to his king. And Nathan doesn't go fists a-blazing with anger and fury. He goes and tells a little story. And he says, sire, there's this terrible thing I need your help on. Rich man has a whole bunch of sheep. And he has the neighbor who's poor who only has one sheep. And the rich man wants to have a party. And he goes and takes that one man's sheep. And he stole it from the poor man, and now the poor man has nothing. And David is infuriated, and he declares, that man shall pay with his life. And Nathan the prophet said, but you are that man, right? Yeah. You have everything. God has given you everything, and you took the one thing from Uriah he had, which was his wife, because you wanted that too. And the point of that story obviously has there are multiple points, but application that I've always taken from it, which I learned in when I was in Bible school, was people who often cry out for social justice have very little personal justice in their life. David was so angry at the fact that A did something to B where he was not at all involved. Wasn't his sheep, wasn't his theft, wasn't his property. Maybe as king he's in charge of justice for the kingdom. But that level of anger and rage is only because social justice is such an easy thing to glom onto when you have very little personal justice in your life. And I think we see a lot of that. You've said more times than you need to, what happened to George Floyd was terrible. What happened to George Floyd and one cop in Minnesota, for it to cause such a level of rage that a white woman yells at a black police officer in Brooklyn, says, you like social justice, probably because you don't like individual justice. And that's, again, the where we lose the world of ideas. And we have to fight for individual justice, because social justice is a myth.
It is a myth. And, you know, David did repent of what he had done. And you can read that in Psalms 51 and his repentance and his pain and sorrow for all that had happened. And, you know, maybe, you know, no maybes. You know, this nation needs to repent of a lot of things.
Amen.
But right now, we're in a war, and the war is for liberty. And people aren't seeing it, because what they really want is to change our way of government. They want to change how we are ruled and lawed. And it isn't pretty. And it's going to be the people that have to stand up. And as you know what I'm going to say, Daniel, for all of us to bring America home. Thank you. God bless you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.